Big dreams, huge achievements, massive goals, things that haven't been done before, things that people say are impossible. How do we make them happen? Well, we know that we can because everything that's ever been achieved was once considered impossible. I'm sure people said it was impossible to have a car, to have a phone, to have a computer, to have a plane, to have a ship, to have a television, to drink water out of a bottle, to go to a coffee shop and drink coffee. There are so many things every day that we take for granted that one day, many years ago, was just a thought process in somebody's head. And yet they turned that thought process into reality, and now the average mediocre folks in the world take full advantage of the genius who came up with a brilliant idea. And when I say average and mediocre, I mean the folks that when you come up with a great idea are the ones who'll say, you can't do that, that's not possible, you're not smart enough, that idea won't work. That's what I call average and mediocre, because they can't think past their day-to-day existence. And yet every single day they are taking full advantage of the person who had an idea and made it happen. So how do you take an idea and turn it into a reality? The concept and the idea is very simple. It's easy and everybody can do it. It's just a matter of doing it. First of all, everything that was ever considered impossible has now been achieved because somebody had an idea. So you've got a thought process, an electrical impulse that goes through your head and you think, this is possible, or I would like to do this, or can I do this, or what a great idea this would be. All you've got to do now is take that idea and put it into a picture that you can see on a day-to-day basis. Then you put it into words, then you put it into something you can feel, touch and taste, and then you listen to it, you watch it, you hear it, you touch it, you taste it, and you make it real. So how do we do that? That's really simple. We've all heard about goal setting. You can't hit something if you don't know what it is. So yes, write it down. Write down in detail what it is that you will be doing, achieving, making, believing in. But then we remember pictures, not words. A lot of people put their goals in words, but the word isn't exciting for your brain. Your brain really thinks in pictures. If I ask you to think about something, you will create a picture for it. It's not words. If I say think about a gorgeous child with blonde curly hair, the words aren't going to come into your head blonde and gorgeous and child. You will actually conjure up a picture of a beautiful blonde child in your head. Now everybody's picture will be different, and that's what's very exciting. So you have to create pictures of what it is that you want to achieve. It's a much quicker way of doing things. So yes, have a vision board. Now that could be paper pinned on a board. It could be paper that's been printed out and put into your journal. However, now with all of technology, it could be on your screensaver on your computer. It could be your screensaver on your phone. It could be that you've got a rolling PowerPoint that goes through your computer during the day. It could be that you have a multi-vision television and one of the channels is just your goals playing over and over. But as many pictures as possible so that you're bombarding your head day to day with a picture of the goal. When you've got a picture, then also words, but not just words on paper. Create a voicemail to yourself that you can listen to over and over. So obviously when you have a goal that you want to achieve, you're going to put a time frame on it. So when you do your voicemail to yourself, the time frame goes something like this. Today is the 23rd of January 2015, and my goal was to run a half marathon. Well, today I ran that marathon in the 1 hour 37 minutes. A half marathon in 1 hour 37 minutes that I was planning to, and I feel empowered and excited, and now I'm ready for my next run. And you play that to yourself over and over. Your brain doesn't know the difference between reality and fantasy. It just takes on board what you tell it. So you'll be constantly creating new files of positivity, new files of pictures of you achieving your goal. And the more you focus on achieving your goal, the less time you have to focus on any other rubbish that's going on in your life. One of the great things to do is if you've got a bit of stress happening, or you've got people trying to hassle you, or you've got big things happening, just take a couple of minutes out to go through the pictures of your goals and focus on and see yourself achieving them. So if you can then, so you've got a visual, you've got an audio, you then want to get a touch and taste if you can. So if it's possible to go and see it, to touch it, to feel it, to smell it, to taste it, then you should go and do it. By the way, if you can do that, by the way, it means it's somebody has already achieved it. And if somebody has already achieved it, of course you can do it because it's been done before. If you would like to achieve something that hasn't been done before, create something, invent something, then you might need to make up a mock-up version of it so that you can physically touch it, smell it, feel it. It's really important to engage all of your senses and constantly bombard all of your senses with "this is what I'm doing." The human brain is so amazing. It will do exactly what you tell it to do, and you're in control of your brain. So make sure that the pictures that you're putting into your brain, the noises that are going into your head, everything is about the big goals that you want to achieve. Now, that's not just a thing that you do once every week or once every month. It's a daily thing. Get into the discipline of saying, thinking, repeating, visualizing yourself, achieving your goals. Some people call it meditation, and people get a bit scared of that word. Oh, meditation's all a bit airy-fairy. Meditation's simply doing something inside your own head that will help you become a better person or help you achieve your goals. So one of the things I do is I go running and I say all of my goals in my head, but I don't just say them parrot fashion. I also visualize myself achieving them over and over and over and again, so that, yes, it's a bit of multi-skilling, so I get my goal setting and my running done at the same time. But it makes for a very fast run, because what you're doing is you're seeing yourself in your head achieving your goals, and it becomes a daily discipline. Now, more than once a day is going to be more effective, obviously. The more times you can have yourself seeing yourself achieving your goals in your head, the more likely they are to happen. And regardless of the size of the goal, so even if you don't know how to achieve it and you haven't come up with an idea on how to achieve it, you simply put the idea constantly through your brain. It's a bit like saying to yourself, "I can't afford that." Well, you definitely never will, because your brain's completely shut off. But if you say to your brain, "How can I afford that?" now your brain will be constantly looking for ways to find a way for you. And that's the same with goal setting, the same with the big picture visions that you have for your life. You simply say to yourself, "This is what I will achieve." And your brain says, "Okay, how are we going to make that happen?" But if you're not asking your brain to come up with a solution, to come up with an answer to your challenge, then of course it won't. It won't do anything unless you tell it to do it. So again, constantly saying, doing, feeling, touching, tasting your goals. Make sure everything that's going through your head is focused on the purpose that you're alive. Now, people ask, how can you be happy? Well, happiness is just activity with purpose. It's really easy to jump out of bed in the morning when you've got a purpose. You know, people who don't like their lives drag themselves out of bed, but people who are going on holidays and have to catch an early plane usually jump out of bed with passion and enthusiasm. So if you have a purpose for your life and you're waking up every day, and the bigger the purpose, the bigger the passion, the happier you are. And your brain's got something to do, because it says, okay, we've got this massive challenge to overcome. We've got this big thing to achieve. How are we going to do that? And your brain, which is a very amazing machine, obviously, goes into overdrive to make sure that the thing that you've asked it to do will happen. So with the daily discipline of looking at your goals, listening to your goals, visualizing your goals, just do it every day, do it every day, do it every day, do it every day. Happiness is activity with purpose, and this is a great purpose. The thing that you've chosen needs to be something that drives you out of bed in the morning. So then the third one, and most important, is that you must involve people in your life who are absolutely committed to you achieving the same goal. The people in your life have to be the ones where you share a goal with them or a big dream and they say, "What a great idea. When are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? And I'm going to hold you accountable to doing it." Then when you achieve the goal, they have a big party with you. They celebrate all together. And then they say to you, "So what's your next goal?" They're also the people in who have bigger goals than you, so that you're constantly looking at people who are achieving more than you, so that it gives you something to strive for, something to inspire you. What you can't do is have people in your life who don't believe in you, who when you say, "You can't do that, it's not possible, you're too tall, too short, too fat, too skinny, too inexperienced, you don't have enough money, it can't be done." Doesn't matter how strong you are, the people in your life saying that to you on a regular basis and constantly, you will take some of that on board. The people in your life have to be committed to your goals as much as you are. They have to be as excited about your goals as much as you are. And if you haven't got people like that, get them out of your life. Do not invest time, and I would more likely call it waste time. Please don't waste time with people that aren't absolutely committed to helping you achieve your goals. goals. And if you can't find any of those people, you're better off being on your own, because you've got a big challenge now. You're inspired to do something of substance, of value, that will make a massive difference to the world, to make a change. You can't be fighting wars with people who don't believe that you can do it. You either fight the battle on your own and go out there and attack your big picture vision with passion and enthusiasm, but you can't have people holding you back. So you either go out there with other people who are on the same track as you are and they're excited, or you do it by yourself, but you can't drag along a group of people that are trying to pull you backwards. It makes it all too hard. So the big thing is, have the goal. Turn it into a picture, turn it into an audio, turn it into something you can feel, touch, and taste. Then you visualize yourself achieving it every single day. You say to yourself that you've achieved it every day. You look at yourself achieving it every day. And you surround yourself with people who are also forcing you to achieve the goal, hold you accountable, inspiring you, pushing you, doing more than you, to inspire you to do more than you're doing at the moment. That's the simple, simple three-step plan to achieving any goal. Make sure you can see it, make sure you visualize it daily, and make sure that the people in your life are supportive of you achieving that goal. Happy goal achieving. We don't want to be goal setters. We want to be goal achievers.